All right, everybody, welcome to the 19th annual Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner. I don't know, Tom, how long has it been in this format?
This format?
10? Maybe 11?
The Sanford Center format? I'm going to say 2010. I don't know, but I would think of October 2010, we were here in one of the lakeside rooms. So before that, we were at the Hampton Inn. I know Keith Johannesson had that area too. It was Hungry Bear. We were at Hungry Bear for a while, and Hampton Inn.
Starting your 25th season as the head coach, I asked you a little bit about that Friday in the pregame interview, but 25 years, everyone. That's a long time. Congratulations.
Thank you. I think Schultz, he's talking to me like I'm dead or something right here, though. I mean, what the heck?
What does 25 mean to you?
It means I'm getting old. Yeah, it means I'm getting old. As my brother Frank would say, they asked my brother Frank the other day, he goes, why do you have 5 goalies on your roster? He goes, because I don't have 6. And so I guess, what is 25? 25 is probably better than 26 right now, Schultz.
Fair enough. It was an eventful offseason building a roster, and we talked at length on Friday. If any of you want to go back, beaverradionetwork.com, click on the game day from Friday, and you can listen to the pregame interview of how this roster got built the way that it is. But what do you like, if you had to characterize a few words of what this roster is, what are the 2025-2026 teams?
New, outside the box. Good for the game, good for the Beavers. Love the way hockey's going a little bit. We needed some change. And I like what not only we did, I just like what college hockey has done. Or actually, the NCAA did it. College hockey's just a benefactor of it.
I asked him for a few words. Maybe that's why all of his pregame interviews go about 10 minutes long. Travis, you got some kudos during that interview on Friday of, I don't know how you did it, but you found a college basketball player that had played professionally. What were you doing watching basketball, for starters?
I was on Twitter and just saw it come across my feed, so that's how that started.
Fair enough. Associate head coach, what does that mean to you?
It means it's a lot of responsibility and a lot of trust that Tom's given me and the rest of the coaching staff. And other than that, it everything's pretty much status quo, and duties don't change too much sometimes, just titles maybe.
Joe, you're number two here with the Beavs in this role. How has your role changed?
I don't think it's changed that much from last year to this year. I think I'm a little bit more of a mentorship role now and helping Jackson and Charlie, having been doing both of their jobs the last 2 years, kind of helping them, kind of show them the way, and still trying to learn from Winston Tom as much as I can and from these guys as well.
How has this program made you grow as a college hockey guy?
I think I was actually thinking about it today. It's you become further and further removed from your life as a player, and you kind of take on the full identity of a coach. And I think it's just been exciting. I've had a lot of good people here just in my 3 years with Brock and Andrew McGarra, who taught me a ton and kind of helped shape me into this role. But I think every day it's just something new, and there's plenty to learn.
Jackson, welcome to Bemidji. Welcome to the Beaver hockey world. What intrigued you about this job?
Well, I think coming from being a player and going through my time in Fargo the last few years, I got to be pretty close with Andy Majera and go through his experiences and how much he learned. My time in Fargo was great, but I think it was time for me to move on and find a new challenge. And Bemidji State was always somewhere that I respected as a player and the people that have been here and are continuing to add to the tradition here.
Charlie, welcome back, I guess. I actually didn't know until halfway through the Alaska trip who your dad was. Any of you remember John Olson? That's his kid. Started your collegiate career in Winona. That's where Dad is now. You came here. What brought you back to Bemidji?
Well, it's actually funny. I was thinking about taking a junior hockey like assistant coaching job or whatever. And my dad was like, "Oh, you gotta call Tom before this." And looking back, you know, probably should have done a little more thinking on the matter. But Tom called me, and it was like, you know, it was like we had talked yesterday. And it had been a few years, and he goes, "Hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah." And, you know, 3-4 minutes of that goes by, and it was, "Hey, by the way, don't take that. It's probably the worst decision you can make. How good are you at video, and can you be here in August?" And I was like, "Well, I'm all right at video, and I'll see you in August." So that's how that worked.
You're a student as well. How are you juggling being a student, being around here, all the things you have to do here, and, oh, by the way, yeah, you got to travel too?
Yeah, I mean, I decided to try and play some junior hockey. I probably should have went to school right away, but hindsight's always 20/20. But no, with that being said, I went to school the last 2 years. Fortunate, my dad works in the state school system, so going to Bemidji was no different than going to Winona State. And the last 2 years, coached in high school a little bit, and kind of wanted to get as far away from the game as possible, and the more you try and do that, actually, the closer you get. So finally decided just to give in and give it a shot up here. So,
Tom, you've had some change here on the coaching staff the last couple of years. How has change been a good thing?
There's nothing wrong with change. Change is healthy. I think all of us, you know, for all of us who have been around right here, change is healthy. I mean, there's always new ideas. The biggest thing is making sure the people assimilate into the jobs, you know, the tasks at hand, what you want them to do. Change is good. Players, teams. Again, anything you do in life. So what you have to do with change, you got to embrace change. And once you embrace change, obviously, again, you can be productive.
What did you like best about last weekend's?
I liked 14 goals. And, boys, I would like to bank about 6 of those suckers. You know what I mean? I want to make sure, again, we don't lose much right there. 14 goals is a lot of goals. And I do like the goals. But without trying to be a comedian right here, I do like what we did. I liked how we responded on Saturday. I kind of challenged the guys on Friday after a 9-2 win, because it wasn't the score I was talking about. It was how we played. And we do these objectives. We got these 12 objectives after every game. And we only had 6 out of the 12. Well, if you get 6 out of the 12, and doing this, you know, for as long as I've done it, it's 50-50 if you win the game. You get 7 or 8, it keeps moving up. Like, if you get 7 objectives, you're probably going to – you got a 65-70% chance of winning. If you get 8, you're winning, unless the goalie's good. And we got 8 objectives on Saturday, and that was the biggest thing, is that we want to make sure, too, that we're meeting those objectives, because if we're meeting those objectives, we're playing a well-rounded game. And I just thought there was – parts of our game that weren't great on Friday, but obviously it's the first game of the season. I know that, but as a coach, you still strive to have, you know, not only the best output, but you also want to be the best team you possibly can. So we want to make sure that we take those things serious.
Seriously, folks, they won 9-2, set or tied a program record for goals in the Division I era. And the first answer that Tom gave me, boy, we got a lot of work to do. Half expected that answer, and to be honest, the game kind of looked like Sunday adult rec league hockey at times, and maybe some peewee hockey at times. I'm like, why are there 10 players all over there in the corner? Wince, what did you like best about the response to being challenged and the response to Saturday's game?
I just think it shows that guys they're coachable and willing to learn, and as Tom mentioned, not always just result-focused and more focused on how we're playing, the process that goes with that. And it'll be another challenge this week as we got obviously another good opponent, and if we hopefully want to see growth every game that we play in certain areas. We took a step forward Saturday, and we'll have to take another step forward Friday night if we want a chance to win Friday. So,
Tom, your thoughts on the Huskies this weekend?
Here's what I told the guys today. We're 1-7-2 against the Huskies our last 10 games. what does that tell you right there? You know, so we're playing a good hockey team, a team that's obviously had a lot of success against Bemidji State as of late. It's a team last year that we lost 2-1 goal games. We lost two heartbreakers. We could have won them both, but we didn't. We found a way to lose, and we want to make sure, too, that we carry a lot of our game over from last weekend into this weekend, and, you know, we're excited to play, and so much respect for the program. I have so much respect for everybody, and so we're going to have a tough game. They're going to have a tough game, though, as well, and that's the way it should be, and I think the people are going to get their money's worth on Friday night in Bemidji, and they're going to get their money's worth Saturday in St. Cloud.
Travis, what does the Sanford Center and home ice mean to you?
I like it when we're playing well. But we've always, when we've come out Friday night at home in the first period, after, you know, certain teams have long travel, it can be really advantageous for us. Obviously, St. Cloud's not traveling very far, but over the, you know, the history of all of our games, Friday night, first period at home, we want to be at our best and set the tempo there for the rest of that game.
Friday night here at the Sanford Center, Saturday at the National Hockey Center. Home opener this weekend. We'll take a break here on the radio, give away some door prizes here at the Sanford Center. The senior class is up next. It's the 19th Annual Saratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network. Good evening, and welcome back here to the Sanford Center, the Saratori Spaghetti Dinner on the Beaver Radio Network. The senior class is up here, and Tom has given away door prizes. I haven't been able to give you guys instructions. Tom also wasn't supposed to give you his microphone. Do introductions. Name, hometown, and major, please.
Hi, my name is Kirkland Irie. I'm from Bismarck, North Dakota, and I'm majoring in exercise science.
Hi, everyone. I'm Patrick Satosari from Lahti, Finland, and I'm majoring in sport management.
Hi, I'm Mitchell Wolf. I'm from Andover, Minnesota, and I'm majoring in finance.
I'm Adam Flamang from St. Michael, Minnesota, and I'm also majoring in finance.
I'm Vinny Corcoran from Plainfield, Illinois, and I'm majoring in business finance.
I'm AJ McCauley, and I'm from Bonneville, Alberta, and I'm majoring in sport management.
I'm Riley Funk from Portage la Prairie, Manitoba, Canada, and I'm majoring in pre-law.
Pre-law, I didn't even know that. Kirkland, as the captain, you get to go first. What you like best about last weekend? Could be on the ice, could be off the ice. Could just be playing again. What you like best?
I like every part of the weekend. On the ice, it was fun. It was good to get back on the ice playing games again. We had a long training camp, long practices, but good to be playing games again. But I liked our pace, our speed with our game overall, and I think we can just keep growing with that.
Patrick, you scored the first goal of the season. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Walk us through the goal.
Saw Kirkland here, got the puck behind the net, and their winger was sleeping a little bit. I saw his number, so I just drove down to the net, and Kirk made a good pass, and one time it didn't happen to go in.
Just happened to go in, like, just nothing. From your standpoint, Patrick, what was that rink like to play in? Tight quarters, it's loud in there. What was it like as the opponent playing in that building?
Yeah, their team played pretty hard, and they threw the body around, so it was a pretty tough game, but I think we were able to respond, especially on Saturday. The guys did well, so it was a good weekend overall.
Mitch, I know you don't particularly care for microphones and interviews. I got your intermission interview out of the way early this weekend. What is it about Beaver hockey, the program, the culture, that you like the most?
I think it's just the
the effort that is seen put in by everyone. I think that, I mean, when you're a Beaver, there's a standard that you have to play to, and I think that's kind of what it means to me.
Riley, you interviewed with you last week, and you said something about what quote-unquote Beaver hockey is. And you said it was about playing for the guy next to you. Elaborate on that.
Yeah, I think we were just talking about the new guys and them showing up and just having kind of a new presence in the room with college hockey being the way it is. And when you think of Beaver hockey, even when I wasn't here, it was a known thing. And it's just showing up and working for each other every single day and putting the effort in. And I think that when we do that, things work out pretty well.
You said you learned that even while you were playing at Northern Michigan. What is it as an opponent that drove you nuts the most about playing the Beavs?
Yeah, we talked about it as a team before when I was elsewhere. It was that the Beavs just worked really hard. And even if it wasn't the Beavs' best night, they were going to outwork you. And that's tough when you're an opponent.
AJ, you transferred from Fairbanks. How long did it take you to learn what this culture is about, what this program is all about?
Not very long. Tom pulls from the history and the culture all the time in his lessons in the room and on the ice. And so, yeah, as a new guy last year, it did not take very long to learn about it at all.
Adam, safe to say that an overtime Game 3 playoff game winner is the highlight of your career so far?
What's that? That was a question? Sorry, yeah.
Is it safe to say that scoring an overtime game winner in Game 3 of the playoffs is the highlight of your career?
Yeah, it's up there. I apologize. I didn't know. I thought you were still going with the question. Yeah, definitely felt good.
The emotional high of that, how long did it take you to come back down to earth, so to speak?
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, in the playoffs, like a moment like that, you're pretty excited at the time. But I mean, 5 minutes later, the game's over, and you're preparing for Mankato. So probably 5 minutes.
That works. Vince, when you got here to BSU, where did you think your game was the best? And where did you quickly learn that maybe that wasn't the case?
I think before coming in here, I think I was a pretty physical guy for being a little bit smaller or on the smaller side. And I think something I needed to work on was the pace of play that college hockey was at the time. And I think it's a little bit difficult of a transition from where I was at to where it was when I first got here.
What do you like about this team the most right now?
I'd say just the tenacity and the team speed. I really like.
Adam, this is a question for you now.
I'm listening.
You were named the CCHA Forward of the Week, scored a bunch of points. That's great. That was last week.
That's right.
As a player, how do you turn the page so quickly?
That's a good question. I mean, I guess probably just used to it from hockey. Juniors, I mean, play sometimes Tuesday night, next time you play on Friday night. So it's a new challenge, it's a new weekend, it's a new series. And yeah, it felt good to get off to a good start after my last 3 years here, not starting so hot. So it definitely felt good, and hopefully I can carry it over into St. Cloud and the team as well.
Mitch, what kind of a captain is Kirkland?
I don't know. We'll see how it plays out this year, I guess.
Kirkland, what kind of a captain is Mitch?
I'll say the same thing. No, he's a hard worker, and he shows it on the ice every day.
As the captain, Kirkland, you'll get this one too. Favorite road trip in the league, and why?
I'd have to say Michigan Tech. That's usually a pretty fun one. Maybe when it's not as cold and snowy as it normally is, but it's a fun barn to play in.
Patrick?
I'll say Augustana, just because it's new. Well, not anymore, but it was new, and I like the restaurant we go there over there.
You'll notice that answer a lot from a lot of these guys, I have a feeling, because I swear they all have tapeworms. They could all eat 18 times a day and still be hungry. I don't understand how. Guys, good luck this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, your senior class. We'll take a break. The junior class up next. It's the 19th Annual Saratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Sanford Center, the 19th Annual Saratori Spaghetti Dinner here as the Beavs opened up the season last weekend with a pair of wins at Alaska Anchorage. Have a home-and-home with St. Cloud State this Friday and Saturday. Here at the Sanford Center, Friday night, Saturday in St. Cloud. Junior class is here. Start with introductions.
Connor McLennan from Wainwright, Alberta, majors business marketing.
Jake McLean from Vancouver, Canada, and I'm a finance major.
Noah Quinn from Nelson, BC, sports management major.
Casper Magnuson from Fredrikstad, Norway, and I'm majoring in sports management as well.
Raythan Robbins, Anchorage, Alaska, and majoring in exercise science.
Vincent LaBelle from Ottawa, and I'm in criminal justice.
Raythan, we'll start with you. What was it like playing at home?
It was super fun. It was really special and, you know, something I'll never forget. And had a lot of family and friends there, and I know they enjoyed it too, and it was just a great time.
Is it any extra pressure when you're playing in front of all those family and friends?
Not really, to be honest. Playing juniors in Anchorage, you kind of get used to it, and honestly, it almost made me more comfortable there, and it felt like a home game for me, to be honest.
What was your initial reaction when you heard or saw the schedule, and you're like, wow, we're going home?
Couldn't come soon enough. I was really excited, and honestly, just to get the season started too was something I think we're all excited for, and then just to go on that long road trip. I know like a lot of guys hadn't been there before, so I think they all enjoyed it too, so it was really fun.
The entire bus was a little freaked out that there was a moose, I don't know, 20 feet away from the door to the rink. That's a pretty common occurrence, isn't it?
It's like seeing a deer.
Yeah. I will remember, I think it was the last time the Beavs were in Anchorage. Matt Reed, one of the last times anyway, Matt Reed and several others saw a little baby moose in the bushes 5 feet from the door to the hotel and decided to walk after it. Raythan, what is around baby moose?
Their mama.
Mama Moose. Mama Moose chased Matt Reed and everybody right back into the hotel. Connor, no pressure on you here. You scored 2 goals in your first game with the Beavs. Congratulations on that. What's the first game with a new program like?
Yeah, just super exciting. It was a long training camp. But well worth it to get to Alaska and grab a pair of victories.
When you score the first goal, is there a weight off your shoulders?
I think so. Anytime you can contribute early in the season, it obviously is a good feeling. But yeah, it was just good to grab a couple wins.
Casper, you played in the World Juniors. World Juniors is coming to Minnesota. In fact, there are going to be some games that are played here in the Sanford Center. What do you remember the most about your time with Team Norway and that whole tournament and that experience?
What I remember most is probably having my whole family and friends there. It was only like 3 hours from my hometown, so it was so special to have to be able to play that tournament that close to home. That was probably the most special thing about it.
Can words even describe the feeling you get playing for your country?
I mean, it's always super fun, and and it's an honor to be able to play for your home country. Fortunately, we didn't play very good in that tournament, so that kind of was bad. I was going to say something bad. So that was bad, but the whole experience was super fun.
Jake, what was the off season like for you?
It wasn't anything too crazy. Just skating a lot, working a bit. But it was good to get home. But I was ready to come back.
How long did you take to get away from the game?
Probably like 2 weeks, and then I was a little bored and hopped right back on.
You know, we call it 2 week just a vacation here. Not a summer of getting away from the grind, but what sorts of things do you do to get yourself better and to improve in the off season?
I think for me, this summer was really big to put on some weight and put on some strength. So I think just getting in the kitchen and the gym was the biggest thing for me.
The kitchen. Go figure. Do you have a tapeworm?
Hope not.
Do you even know what a tapeworm is?
Kind of.
All right. Noah, favorite road trip out of conference?
Out of conference, probably North Dakota. Playing at the Ralph Engelstad is pretty special.
How long did it take you to just forget about how big that building is once a game starts?
Yeah, I think once you hit the ice, it's the same game, same size. You kind of forget about the fans, but it's also pretty cool playing in front of that many people.
Vincent, coming from Canadian college hockey, what's the biggest difference?
I'd say the pace of the game is just quicker here. The guys are on you quicker. Think faster Ds, faster with the puck. So it's just quicker in general.
What intrigued you about BSU?
So far, the size of the school, not a lot of students, but everyone's pretty close here. You talk to your teachers. I used to go to U Ottawa where you don't even, you're just a number, so I think it's kind of cool to talk to the teachers, and you make friends too in class, which is pretty neat.
Do you still get to play 5 years in Canada, in college?
I believe so, yeah.
So you got some guys that are just flat out old.
I guess so.
I mean, I'm not saying that in a bad way. They can still play, obviously, but what's that dynamic like when you've got guys that have been in college and played that long?
Well, they're obviously bigger because they're older. Some have families already. So, I mean, I think it's just they're older, but they become slower too, I think. Which is true, but yeah. So
there is so much truth to that, isn't there? Raytheon, this weekend, you guys playing on Olympic-size ice in St. Cloud. As a goalie, is it that much different?
Yes and no. I don't think it's too big of a difference. At the end of the day, your job stays the same, and that's just stopping the puck, so can't change too much. But it's obviously a little bit different just being bigger, and they have more time and space to make plays, so you just kind of have to be aware of that.
All right, this is a question for all of you, so rapid fire here. Thursday night team dinner in Anchorage at the Glacier Brew House. What'd you order?
Salmon.
Halibut.
Halibut. Halibut.
I didn't think we had a choice, so halibut.
Salmon.
I thought I was around a bunch of British people, because everyone that ordered the herb-crusted halibut said herb with the H. Casper, I'll give you some credit for that, being from close to Europe.
I didn't know what halibut was, so I was just gambling on it.
If they would have had lutefisk on the menu, would have you ordered it?
Probably not. But Norwegian salmon is good, though.
Salmon. They say it with the L, too. Ladies and gentlemen, your junior class. Sophomore class, when we come back, it's the 19th Annual Territory Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Sanford Center here, the 19th Annual Territory Spaghetti Dinner, home opener for the Beavs this Friday. Saturday's game then in St. Cloud. Sophomore class up on stage with us. Start with introductions.
Hi, my name is Alexis Sylvestre. I'm from Saint-Martin, Quebec. I'm majoring in finance.
Trent Wimkin. I'm from Fargo, North Dakota, and I'm also finance.
Jackson Panzer from East Grand Forks, Minnesota. I'm a criminal justice major.
Tori Lund from Sartell, Minnesota, and I'm a biochemistry major.
Oliver Peer from Burlington, Ontario, Canada, and I'm a business entrepreneurship major.
Vanny Haas from Medicine Hat, Alberta, and I'm a finance major.
I'm Luke Roloffs. I'm from Minnetrista, Minnesota. I'm a business finance major.
I'm Ryan Henderson from Lethbridge, Alberta, and I'm an exercise science major.
I'm Isa Parekh. I'm from Nobleton, Ontario, Canada, and I'm a business finance major.
All right, we will start with Luke. Not only did he score his first career goal over the weekend, let me see your ear. Had to go get stitches after practice on Thursday. Who hit you?
I don't know.
I'm guessing going to the emergency room was not on your bingo card for the first road trip of the year?
No. We actually, Heidi and I, ended up going to three places in Anchorage because two of them couldn't do stitches. And they were both urgent care places, so we were a little confused. And then we finally got in after like 3 hours at the third place, so it was a long day.
Note to self, don't go to urgent care in Alaska. All right, what was scoring your first goal like?
It was a good feeling. Kind of blacked out for a moment, but it was good to embrace all my buddies and go through the line and, you know, feel that good feeling again. It was a little while from when I scored my last goal, so yeah, it was a good feeling.
Isa, once you became a regular last year, you really had a breakout season. Did you put more pressure on yourself now for year two or not?
I would say no. I mean, I'm familiar with all the players around me, and there's a couple new guys, but for the most part, we got probably all the seniors came back and all the sophomores came back, so I'm just happy to be with my team, and when I'm on the ice with them, and they're just, I feel just normal.
Just normal. Jackson, they say that the biggest jump a player can have in this, regardless of the sport, is from your first year to your second. Where do you think you improved the most in the offseason?
I think just my speed and get a little stronger. It's a fast-paced game, so yeah, you got to keep up.
How do I say this nicely without offending anyone from out west? Yeah, I'm probably going to offend some people. That's all right. This has become the place for people with ties to the University of North Dakota to send their kids. I like that. What is it about BSU that intrigued you the most?
Just the culture. It's all the guys are pretty close, and we always talk every day about the culture of this place. And yeah, once you're here, you really see it.
Alexi, you played junior hockey in Flin Flon. That has got to be my favorite junior hockey name that there is, Flin Flon. I have no clue where it is on a map. How big of a town is it?
It's 8 hours north of Winnipeg on the border of Manitoba and Saskatchewan.
Did you say 8 hours?
Yeah, it's pretty far north. And it's, I'd say probably 10,000 people with all the communities around it included.
Is there anything else to do in the winter other than play hockey in Flin Flon?
No, no. It's a really good hockey town, but that's pretty much it, yeah.
What was your junior career like?
It was a lot of learning, obviously, being French. I had to learn English, and it was my first time, like all the guys, being far from home. So it was just a lot of learning, and obviously ending it with a commitment to come here was really fun.
What is it about the city of Bemidji that caught your attention the most the first time you were here?
Well, playing in Flin Flon, I wasn't really used to, like, to me, Bemidji was a pretty big town when I came here the first time. So I just like, obviously, like the water. I like the campus. The rink is really nice. So, yeah, I liked it.
Man, you transferred from Merrimack. What was the first thing that you learned about the BSU program, the history of BSU hockey, maybe walking down the hallway there by the locker room and seeing all the murals and such? Just what the culture of this program is.
Yeah, I mean, it's special just looking at all the pictures in the hallway. Obviously, all alumni have done a great job here, and it's been a lot of history here, so it's been awesome.
What was your first road trip with the Biebs like?
It was super fun. I loved all the guys so far, and it's been awesome. I mean, no complaints, so it was really fun.
Tori, you played junior hockey in El Paso. Is my mental cartoon bubble of junior hockey in El Paso correct? That a lot of people in the stands just were there for the fights?
That would be very accurate, yes.
What'd you learn about being a hockey player in a non-hockey area?
I guess I just learned to have fun, I guess. All the fans are there to have fun, and hopefully the hockey players too, and I think that's really what that taught the most, was just have fun out in the area. I mean, it was a great atmosphere down in El Paso. Very loud, rowdy fans, like you mentioned, so just have fun.
Every pregame meal that a hockey player eats, I think for his entire career, is chicken and pasta. In El Paso, do you have brisket and pasta?
I actually did not. I had chicken and pasta, so.
I think I'd vote for the brisket myself. Hendy, Lethbridge, Alberta. I don't know where that is on a map either. How big of a town is it?
Well, it's a city of like 110,000 people. So, and it's about an hour and a half from the border of Montana, sorry.
Hour and a half from Montana's border. All right. What was your junior career like? I mean, some of these road trips in Canadian junior hockey are just ridiculous. I think our travel's bad. Should see these. What was it like?
Well, I played 2 years in Drumheller for the AJHL, and the travel wasn't that bad. We were a pretty central team. We mostly just traveled within Alberta, so the farthest bus trip was about 6.5 hours, 7 hours. So it wasn't too crazy, but.
What did you like most about the trip to Alaska?
Well, it's Alaska. Not many people I know go to Alaska. It's pretty far away, so just being out in like the wilderness and seeing the mountains again and the forest, and I just like that.
It was the first time I had ever seen the ground in Alaska. As many times as we've been there, there has been snow on the ground every single time. And I realize it's a winter sport and all. But there's only been one time I've seen the ground in Sault Ste. Marie. And twice, I think, I've seen the ground in Houghton. I kind of like seeing the ground and no ice on the Bay of the Lake, or Bay of the Ocean this past weekend. Trent, what is it like, the relationship that you and Max and Raythan have?
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. I think we have a pretty stacked goalie room. We all like to battle. We all want to play, of course. So I think just all of us working hard and making each other better is going to help this team have a lot of success.
As a kid, did you ever think, you know, maybe I should play forward or defense because more than one can play at a time?
No, not at all. When I was younger, when we were, I don't know, squirts, mites, we had to switch off playing goalie, and all my older brothers, we had a rink in our backyard, and they always said, bring home the gear so you can play. So that's kind of how it started, and yeah, I've loved it since.
How'd you get recruited here?
Yeah, I mean, being, I like to say, somewhat local, playing a lot of tournaments here when I was younger, this is a place I always wanted to go, and then playing in Austin in juniors and talking with the coaches here was an absolute no-brainer.
The college hockey culture, obviously, in North Dakota is what it is. South Dakota now is dipping their toe into the water. The state of Minnesota is what it is. You're from here. This might be a loaded question. Is there any other place you'd want to be, though, than Dakotas or Minnesota?
No, I love this place. I love the Dakotas. The winters, I'm a winter guy, and then in the summers, I love the lake too, so best of both worlds.
Ladies and gentlemen, your sophomore class. The freshmen, when we come back, it's the 19th Annual Saratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Sanford Center and the 19th Annual Saratori Spaghetti Dinner. Before the freshman class starts, I need to apologize. Oliver, you were on my list of juniors, so when the sophomores were up here, I forgot to ask you a question. So, you scored your first goal. It was shorthanded on Saturday night. Have you always been that fast?
No.
You were fast, let me just tell you that, in case you didn't know. Walk us through the goal. When did you realize, wow, there's nobody in front of me?
Just when I looked up, I didn't see anybody and skated in a straight line to 180 feet. And that was it, yeah.
You make it sound like anybody could have scored that goal. Not the case. What was your first road trip with the Beavs like?
It was awesome. Going to Alaska, I never thought I would ever go there. And it was really awesome. Good team bonding trip. Got a couple wins and just got to kind of get a feel for the game day routine and stuff like that. So it was an awesome trip. And I really enjoyed it.
As a newcomer, what is it like trying to learn everything that this program is all about and the way that they do things here and the way that Tom wants a drill run in practice? What's it like to have everything be new?
Yeah, it's always tough at the beginning, you know, with a new team, new program, but everybody here has been super welcoming. And
except for me, I forgot you were even up here.
Yeah, thanks, Schultze. Everybody's been super welcoming, the coaches, players. So they've done a great job of just making me feel at home right away and making me feel comfortable and being a part of the team.
I always feel bad for the freshmen because normally the spaghetti dinner is the Tuesday before the first game since we played so early. Obviously, after the first game, but none of these people have ever seen me before. They don't know who the heck I am, and here's this guy asking all these questions in front of a room full of strangers. I'm sure it was no different. All of these guys are like, who's this guy on the plane with us? So, let's all meet the freshmen. Introductions, please.
Hi, my name's Hudson Thornton. I'm from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, and I'm majoring in accounting.
I'm Max Vig. I'm from Bismarck, North Dakota, majoring in business marketing.
Hi, I'm Max Domesnikoff. I'm from Detroit, Michigan, and I'm majoring in business finance.
I'm Max Hildebrand from Martinsville, Saskatchewan. I'm in sports management.
Hi, I'm Benjamin Vigneault. I'm from Beauchatel, Quebec province, and I'm majoring in business administration.
My name is Oscar Carlson, and I'm from Linköping, Sweden, and I'm majoring in business. No, sports management.
As long as you show up to the right class that's on your schedule, I don't think it really all that matters your first year. But Max, going to start with you. I need to apologize to you as well. I think I called you Mitch twice this past weekend. Sorry about
which
that.
Which Max? There's three of them.
True. Vig.
That's all right. I forgive you.
You also, with the North Dakota ties, coming to the right school finally. What was it about BSU that you said, you know what, that can be my home?
I've always been pretty big on going where you're wanted. And right off the bat, starting the recruiting, I felt like I was wanted here. And after going on my visit, and like Trent said, I've played multiple tournaments here, so I really like the city, and I also have aunt and uncle that have a cabin on the lake, so I've been here multiple times before actually committing, and I always thought it was a great area, so there's a lot of things to like.
And it's the right color of green here. Max Hildebrand. By the way, Tom, don't have so many freshmen all with the name Max. It's going to mess with me for 4 years. Starting your first collegiate game, what's it like?
Yeah, it was kind of everything I expected. It was a fast-paced game for the first part, and I felt like it took me a period to settle in. The guys helped me with that. And yeah, it was lots of fun, and it was good to get a win.
What did you learn watching Raythan on Friday?
Oh, yeah, just how he handled the game. He's obviously a veteran in college hockey, and just his calm presence in there. Just felt like it was always under control, and I wanted to try and do the same thing the next night.
Major junior players can now come play college hockey. That probably wasn't on your radar when you first started, and made that decision. What altered your path and said, you know what, American college hockey might be right for me?
I mean, yeah, when I first heard about the rule might be changing, Tom and the staff kind of contacted me, and I looked more into it. I just felt like it's going to give me more time to develop as a goalie, and I think, yeah, it was just a great opportunity for me.
And then you've got Hudson. Plays pro hockey and comes back to college. Never thought I'd be saying that. Hudson, what was that decision like?
Yeah, I think going through my first year pro, obviously had a really good experience in Orlando, met a lot of good people, and made a lot of good friends. But just kind of looking for my long-term future and the life I kind of wanted to have for myself, I think coming back to college hockey gave me not only a chance to kind of prolong my hockey career by developing more and becoming bigger and stronger, but also gave me something to rely back on in terms of education.
What's the biggest difference from a pro road trip to a college road trip?
I don't know if I can answer that one, but obviously you're hanging out with guys that are closer to your age. There's a lot of similarities between you. When you're on pro, there's guys that are 28, 29, 30 that, are calling their wives and FaceTiming their kids, and we're just trying to decide what we're eating for dinner. So it's not that different in hindsight, but it was a overall great road trip.
Orlando to Bemidji is a major difference. Thankfully, we haven't had winter yet. Are you ready for winter?
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Winnipeg, so not too much.
No. Once you go to Orlando, you're no longer ready for winter.
Yeah, honestly, like, believe it or not, I didn't enjoy the hot winters. I'm a winter guy. I like it to be cold. So, I mean, it was nice to sit by the pool after practice all day. That was nice, obviously, but it'll be nice to be in some cold weather again.
Another one of the Maxes. It's a good thing you said Detroit, because I didn't know where Wolverine Lake, Michigan was. I also have never been able to figure out how to pronounce your junior team. What was the decision to come to BSU like for you? What were the things you liked the most about what BSU had to offer?
Yeah, I mean, kind of when the rule, kind of like Max said, when the rule, kind of the rule changed, it was, I had to pick between a few schools, and Tom reached out, and Tom's history says it all as a coach, so it was an easy decision to kind of go where I was wanted, and like I said, coaches, or Tom's a fantastic coach, and it was an easy choice to come to BMG.
How do you pronounce that?
Guelph.
Guelph. I never would have guessed there's a W sound in there. What was your first shift like Friday night?
It was exciting, but I was definitely nervous. It's a whole different game compared to juniors. The pace is higher. Everyone's faster, stronger. But in saying all that, I mean, I was definitely excited and kind of glad it's all over and now I can just play.
Ben, you come from Quebec. What was your first road trip with the Biebs like?
It was great. I could see my family too. I've been 1 year away from my sister, so she's studying there, and it was pretty great to see all my family there for my first game too. And it was a great trip with the boys to know each other. It was really fun.
There was a conversation around one of the tables on Thursday night at the team dinner. How much English did you speak in your last team? And there were a lot of answers of not a whole heck of a lot. Has the language barrier been hard for you or not?
I say yes, because probably the first time I was speaking maybe 90% of English in my life. Before that, in my first team in junior in Victoriaville, the only two guys I could talk English with was two Russian, and they were not talking real great in English, and me too. And after my last year in junior, it was pretty much the first year I really talked starting talking in English with maybe five guys in the team. So it was pretty still a French team. So yeah, it was at first, when I come here, was a big step for me. But I think I'm adjusting to that, and it's really great.
Oscar, how important was it that there have been a few Swedes that have played here recently? Casper, obviously from Norway. There's been Finland. How important was that? That people from that part of the world have come here and been successful here, and that weigh on your decision at all?
It was a big, I knew a guy from my hometown who's played it before, and that was a big part of my decision.
Who was that?
Alex Lundman. I know his brother very, very, very well, so... Yeah, he's always talks about good about Bemidji, so yeah.
What's the biggest, or what's been the hardest part about getting used to the American culture? Because I'll be the first to admit, we do some weird things.
I don't know. The language is completely new for me, so that's the hardest thing to get used to, so I'll probably say that.
It's a question for all of you up here, since none of these people have seen you play as of yet. Explain or describe your hockey style. What do you think you're the best at? What's the it factor of your game?
I'd like to say I'm a two-way defenseman that can create offense and play well on that side of the puck, but I think I also defend really well and can be trusted in any situation.
I'm also a defenseman that likes to be reliable on both sides of the rink, offense and defense. I'd say my it factor is probably just bringing a physical presence and a high compete every night.
I would say I try to be like a mini little pit bull. I'm not the biggest guy out there, so I just try to be feisty and be annoying in your face and make plays and shoot the puck.
Mini little pit bull, I like that.
I would describe myself as a positionally sound goalie, and I like to have a high compete level every night and help give my team a chance to win every night.
I describe myself more a two-way defenseman. I like to support offense because I was a forward before, like I switched in, like at 15 years old, like, maybe. So I'm still learning sometimes new things, but yeah, I'm reliable on defense and offense, so yeah.
I will describe myself as a two-way forward who can play center and brings a lot of energy to the team.
Ladies and gentlemen, you get to see them on Friday night. I can't promise you guys that this is going to be the hardest thing that I ask you to do all year or for your four-year career, but thanks for being good sports. And Oliver, I'm sorry. I won't forget you again. Home opener Friday night. Beavs will travel then to St. Cloud on Saturday night. Look forward to seeing you here at the Sanford Center. That's going to do it here for the 19th Annual Saratori Spaghetti Dinner on the Beaver Radio Network.